Oh boy, this is going to be interesting. Today we're going to talk about my big, stupid failure. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Social Media Secrets with Rachel Peterson. So today I'm going to share with you guys one of the bigger mistakes that I made in, I guess, building my business, in trying things in the world of social media. And it's one that for a long time caused me a lot of frustration, pain, and a lot of shame. So about a year and a half ago, back in spring of 2017, I was not satisfied with my growth, pretty much everywhere. And I think that's pretty normal for most entrepreneurs. It's hard to be satisfied. You're just never like, oh, we're moving right on pace, because as soon as you set a goal and you achieve it, you're like, okay, on to the next goal, on to the next thing. But there was one platform in particular that I so desperately wanted to grow on, and that was Instagram. I would see all these people with these massive followings and so many likes on their photos. And to be totally honest, I almost feel like Instagram is like this cool kids platform where it's like all the people who look great in bikinis and showing off their butts and their abs and stuff and their super cool flashy lives. And as I was looking around at like my life and reality check, I'm not wearing a bikini. Plus, I don't think that would attract more likes because I've got a mom stomach. At that point in time, I would look around my house and it just wasn't very Instagram worthy. I'll be totally honest, guys. I felt really insecure about how in the world I was going to grow Instagram. And while we traveled a lot and went on tons of amazing trips, I spent so much time living in the moment on those trips that I didn't create this incredibly curated Instagram-worthy photo shoot at every single stop that we went to. So I'm sitting here like beating myself up, frustrated. I'm stuck at like 26,000 followers on Instagram. And so I had this idea that I was going to bring someone in who promised massive growth. And that person promised that they could absolutely blow me up. They were like, the growth is going to be so fast, you're not even going to believe it. But I'm just going to create all the content. And I was like, okay, do you need photos of me or any graphics or copy or anything like that? And he said, no, I've got it. And guys, let me just be honest. He promised sky-high growth, and that was what I was at first wanting. And so as I watched, suddenly my Instagram was like exploding. I mean, we're talking thousands of followers per day. And I was like, this is so great. But as I started to look at my Instagram, I didn't even recognize whose Instagram it would be. There was not a single photo of me. There were all these like viral and hideously ugly memes and stupid cartoons that looked like they belonged in a newspaper in the funnies. And I was just sitting there like having this moment. And I, of course, I've always had a mentality of trying anything. And I think sometimes that's really backfired. I try things and sometimes I do things wrong. And sometimes I learn things the hard way. And sometimes I make mistakes and the gamble pays off, and sometimes it really does not. But as I watched my following explode, I had a lot of people who previously had said like, I love your Instagram. I love getting to know you. I love seeing how much it's you and your life and it's motivating. Suddenly they were like unfollowing me and saying, what's going on with your Instagram? This is so weird. Now, I will say that we achieved the goal. we achieved the goal. We hit about 112,000 followers in just a couple short weeks. And I was so excited about that. But at the same time, I had this like nagging feeling in the back of my ahead that was, these people aren't following you for the right reason. This was a huge mistake. And at this point in time, I was like, I don't really know what to do. I don't know what the right decision is. Do I keep growing and then try to like rebrand it over time back to me? Or do I just cut the plug now, say I'm done, give up on this idea of massive growth overnight? And guys, just so you know, that decision isn't as easy as you would think when you're exploding in growth and for a moment you're having this like super cool high of growth. By the way, I've been late to every single platform except for TikTok. And so this is the first time I've ever experienced massive, massive growth without going viral on this level. And I was like, this is the coolest feeling ever. However, as I was literally in the hospital delivering my third child, Dominic, I get a note from one of my team members and they say, Rachel, your Instagram account, I just went to it and I can't access it. And sure enough, I pull out my phone, go to my Instagram, and it is shut down. My Instagram was deactivated by IG. That was so mortifying. And in that moment, I was like, yep, this confirms it. Whenever you have that gut feeling, this is a huge mistake, and there's no other signs or gut feelings pointing in the direction that things are going the right way, it's usually right. So I decided I'm not going to think about this right now. I have a baby to deliver and to take care of and a newborn coming. So a couple days later, I got out of the hospital and started trying to reach out to the guy who had been growing my Instagram to see if he could get my account back. Well, he vanished, of course, right? And that's when I knew this was all a huge mistake. He never cared about me. I wasn't a valued client. I was just someone that he was able to plug this process into and repeat the same thing he's been doing for other people. And I was really, 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 really embarrassed. Now, I'm really thankful because there was another Instagram person that was able to help me with getting my account back. But I was overall just like mortified. I felt like I made a huge mistake. I felt humiliated, but at the same time, I was only mad at myself for not listening to the gut feeling that big promises of growth are not rooted in reality. That just isn't what a reliable marketing expert does. And so we worked to, first I submitted to Instagram to get my verification to see if it would just work. And thankfully it actually worked. I had to submit it about 3 times, I think. And then all of a sudden it came through and I was so excited. I had my blue check mark, but then I started to bleed. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about my Instagram account. My Instagram account started drastically and rapidly decreasing in followers. People were dropping off as I started posting my own content. People were not engaging. The audience was like, we have no idea who you are. On top of that, as I'm losing thousands, sometimes hundreds, but usually thousands of followers every single day, Instagram is mad at me because I lost their trust. That's a really scary process. And so I'm sitting here, and if I had stayed in the same position of organically growing, not trying to outpace myself or grow faster than what my market was responding to, meaning if I didn't put out the right content to grow, but instead decided to take a total shortcut, if I hadn't done that, I would have been growing faster with better engagement, better results. And so I'm sitting here and now I have this decision. Every Instagram expert or specialist that I talk to is like, it'd be better to start over until they hear that I have a blue check mark. They're like, no, you got to keep going with this account because you just have to repair it. I'm talking to these Instagram trust repair experts who are like, it's $30,000 to repair the trust with Instagram, which of course, at this point, I'm not really going to shell out these massive dollars because I've already been burned and I'm like, what did I do? Why did I do this? Why didn't I just listen to my gut and bring someone in-house who is an expert in Instagram since it's not my favorite platform in the world? And so for probably the next year and 3 or 4 months, my Instagram continued to decrease. I lost followers, my engagement was in the tank, my posts were barely reaching anybody. And during that time, a lot of people used it against me and said, you clearly bought fake followers, you clearly are like a joke, you are not an expert in social media. And there was so much shame that I had, and I didn't, honestly, you guys, I didn't know what to do or how to handle it or how to make it right. Everything in me was like, just shut down the account, give up, just stop using Instagram as a whole. However, I think there's a really powerful lesson in this. I'll share with you a couple of the things that Instagram growth expert used that really are not safe. They're not good for your account. They're not good for sustained growth. They're not good for branding. They're not good. They're just not good. So a couple of those things and what you need to watch out for include posting viral memes and content without permission or without regram. You need to use regram or have permission that's documented. Otherwise, you may be taking things that are copywritten or things that are not your own and sharing them on your page, and all of a sudden you can get shut down by Instagram if you get reported for copyright violations, and that happens a lot. I know a lot of people skate by this for a long time, so it's easy to think that that's allowed. However, all it takes is one person seeing that you copied their original content and it upsets them. They can report it to Instagram and you can get shut down. The second thing that he employed that I would never recommend is the use of what is called super likes. And super likes are this addicting thing that people love. They keep buying more of them. Basically, you pay an amount, whether it's $5, $10, $20, maybe $100 per post, and suddenly that post has thousands of likes, and it looks like you're super popular, right? Like, so cool. But essentially, those are bots. And so, well, people say like, oh no, those are all human. There ain't no way that's all human. It might be a human running like the algorithm of the bots, but that's not a great or effective way to grow long-term. It's basically just tricking people. The third thing that they did that I would never recommend is to post content that is not related to who you are and strays completely from your kind of, not branding as much, but more of like your core values and your mission. There was a lot that was posted where I was like, that is so stupid. I would never put that up. But I ignored that gut feeling. And I think that you can learn from that too. If something doesn't feel right, don't use it. Like, sounds obvious, but maybe it's not. The other thing as well is if someone who wants to grow your Instagram uses engagement pods, which, by the way, do still work on a certain level if they're used well. However, you want to make sure that the people in the engagement pod have audiences that are similar to yours, not audiences that are viral meme audiences or teenagers in Pakistan. Nothing against the teenagers in Pakistan, it's just that's not your core audience. You want to make sure that the pod members are all similar to the audience that you ideally would get in front of. So those are a couple different things that I learned, and I've been so thankful that through this process I stuck it out, because for the first time the last few months we've had positive growth, but it isn't about the growth anymore. It's about realizing how important it is to deliver incredible, valuable content that connects with people, that gives them inspiration, that goes deep, that shares valuable insights or something that you've learned. And so while this is kind of painful sharing, I'm actually feeling like there's a huge weight off of my chest because I finally get to come clean about exactly what happened. And honestly, I'm so glad that I went through that so I can understand how other people feel when they work with someone who promises the world and you believe them. So I hope that this episode has served you. I will say it was a little bit nerve-wracking bringing this one to you guys, but at the same time, I feel so good knowing that my story is going to help empower people who have been through something similar. And just to remind you, like, your gut feelings are spot on. Don't ever deny what you feel in your heart. If something feels wrong or feels really, really off, that's because it is. and you may not be able to figure out why today, that's totally fine. So I hope that this has served you guys. And if you are looking to learn more about how we've been growing over the last 60 days, we grew by about 220,000 followers across my social media platforms. We have actually outlined all of it in a journey that we call 60 Days to a Million Followers. We stopped just shy of a million, but we're going to keep on going until we hit a million followers across all the platforms. And that, of course, happens from delivering tons of value. You can check that out over at rachelpeterson.com/podcast, and you will find it in the show notes there. All right, guys, I will talk to you later on the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye.